Thank the Lord for his goodness this morning, and what a privilege it is to be here. Amen. Camp meeting, and just enjoy the presence of God we've enjoyed over the last few nights, and looking forward to what he has in store. Amen. Just wonderful ministry of the Word of God. How many of you have enjoyed his Word? Amen. While you've been here. Amen. Just to know the blessing of the Lord. Chapter 32 in the book of Genesis. Praise God. We appreciate the Lord this morning. Appreciate this opportunity. Appreciate Pastor and Sister Smith. Praise the Lord. Been so good to us and just blessed us. And such a privilege to be here. And amen. To be here with such great ministers and each and every one this morning. Amen. We appreciate the Lord and appreciate his goodness today. Praise God. It's such a mighty God. Amen. How many of you know he's mighty this morning? Thank you, Lord. Chapter 32 in the book of Genesis, verse 24 is where I'm going to begin. Real familiar passage this morning, and just ask the Lord for his help today. Amen. That we might share something that would be a help. Amen. To each and every one of us today. Glory to God. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." Hallelujah. I've seen God face to face. Glory to God. And my life is preserved. Hallelujah. Can we go to the Lord in prayer this morning? Hallelujah. If you just stretch your hands this way, help us pray today. Thank God for his word today. Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you for the privilege, the opportunity that we have today to call upon you. Thank you for the word of God. Life-changing word that helps us, strengthens us, blesses us today. Lord, we look unto you this morning that you'd be strength and help unto your people through the word of God. Thank you for the ministry of your word. Thank you for that which has been done and that which has been accomplished. And we believe you, Lord, for even greater each and every service. Hallelujah. We love you. Give you the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. While you're sitting down, reach around to your neighbor, take him by the hand, and tell him, "I love you in Jesus." Amen. Can you do that this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I had a thought this morning, I would take that thought from that 26th verse where the angel spoke to Jacob and said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." It says, and he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Hallelujah. If there's a thought today that I believe each and every one of us could determine in our hearts this morning as we've come into the house of God looking, expecting, believing, knowing that he's here, knowing that he's ever present to help me and you today. Praise God, I believe that we could just take a hold of that this morning and say, "Lord, I came to camp meeting. I came to the house of God this morning. I came, Lord, that I might receive what you have for me. And Lord, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm not going to let you go until you give me and grant unto me that which I have need of in my spiritual man this morning." Amen. If you came hungry and you came thirsting and you came desiring the things of God, amen, surely the table has been spread, Brother Henderson. Amen. Surely the table has been prepared and made ready. Praise God. Amen. Just wonderful things that we've enjoyed just over the last couple of days. Amen. Just to think, Brother
brother. Amen. What's going to happen in the next few days and what God has ready for me and you tonight. I believe Jacob had the right mind, Brother Teague. Amen. When he set his eyes upon that man, amen, that he knew was just not an ordinary man, brother, but he knew that it was a special visitor sent from on high. Amen. And he determined in his heart and he knew in his mind, I can't get past this night until I have my answer, Lord. I can't get past this day until I receive what I need from on high. Amen. In his heart, he determined and he made up his mind. Brother May, he said, I'm going to hold on until I get my blessing. I'm going to hold on until I get my answer. Is there someone in this house this morning? You might have come in today and you might have said, Brother Joe, I've come to camp meeting. I've come to the house of God because I needed something special. I needed something real. I needed something life-changing. And I'm not going to let go until he blesses me. I'm not going to let go until he pours out of his spirit upon me. Amen. We've been fasting. We've been praying. We've been seeking the Lord. But if there's one thing we can do today, brother and sister, is we can come into the house of God with our hearts open and saying, oh Lord, I'm going to hold on until you bless me, until you give me what I need, until you pour out of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. This little sign up here, it says, fall on us. Fall on us again. Is there someone that come this morning that you said, Lord, I'm not going to walk out these doors today until you fall upon me, until you reach down into my soul and do something special in my spirit. Glory to God. Jacob, knowing that he'd come to that point in his life, amen, just coming away, brother, amen, from Laban, amen, just feeling mistreated and feel like he had been done wrong and lots of things, Brother Anderson, hadn't really gone his way, amen. But Jacob in his heart and in his mind, brother, I believe he reached back and he remembered the promise that God had made unto him. And pastor, he went unto the Lord in prayer and he began to seek his heavenly Father one more time because he knew his brother Esau was about to face him. And the last thing he remembered, the last words that he had remembered from the mouth of his brother, your life is mine, Jacob. I'm going to take his life. Having felt that the birthright, the promise, amen, the blessing had been stolen from him. But now coming to that place where he knew he was going to encounter something. He knew that he needed something, Brother Anderson. Amen. He knew he needed the presence of God to go before him. He knew he needed to, amen, the power of God to overshadow him. He knew that he needed, oh, praise God, the blessing of the Lord to be upon his life one more time. Not knowing, Brother Teague, what he was going to face. Not knowing, Brother Chambers, what was going to come against him. But one thing he knew, I believe he knew, brother, that he could count upon the God of his fathers. I believe he knew that he could count upon the promise of God. Amen. We've heard the messages about faith. We've heard the messages about the coming of the Lord. We heard the blessed message last night about this precious, wonderful word of God. God has made me and you a promise, brother. He's made me and you a promise, sister. And he's looking for somebody that will say, Lord, I'm determined and I'm not going to let go until you bless me. I'm not going to let go until you pour out of your spirit upon me and make me what you'd have me to be. Oh, there was some things going on in Jacob's life because the Lord was molding him and shaping him and forming him and bringing him to that place where he could be the instrument for God's use. You ever notice those places where he brings us? Many times we find ourselves just like Jacob. He had already sent his family over the brook and prepared them, separated them in droves, and, amen, prepared the gift that he wanted to send to his brother just to appease and maybe help the situation a little bit. But you know, Brother Anderson, there's a lot of times that I can try to do all that I want to do. Amen. But I begin to realize, brother, that amen, in myself and my dependency, in myself and in my abilities and my frailties, brother, in my weaknesses, I realize I need him more than I need anything. Because when I try to work it out and I try to make it work and I try to make it happen, it never turns out the way I want it, brother. Oh, but when I realize realize one more time that the God of my salvation and that blessed Holy Ghost, that wonderful comforter that he sent back for me and you to lead us and to guide us and to direct our paths today, he's still in this house and he's wanting to be poured out upon somebody that will say, Lord, I need you to go before me. I need you to prepare me for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jacob left alone, but there wrestled a man with him under the breaking of the day. There wrestled a man with him. Amen. I believe Brother Anderson told us yesterday about having that faith, that determination to hold on. To hold on, Brother Taylor, until I receive my miracle, until I receive my answer, until I receive my healing, until I receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Maybe there's a young person here this morning that just say, Brother Joe, I've not received the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Brother and sister, it's here for me and you today, and it's made ready for a hungry heart this morning. But somebody's got to know that I've got to do a little wrestling and a little struggling and sometimes a little fighting, because I'm dealing with this old self-sufficient creature that thinks he knows how to take care of things. Oh, but when I realize, amen, like Brother Anderson said yesterday, our dependency, our sufficiency is of God, brother and sister. We can't do it by ourselves. We can't make it by ourselves. But let's wrestle. Amen. Let's take a hold of the horns of the altar. Let's take a hold of the things of God and say, oh Lord, I'm not going to let go until I see an outpouring of the Spirit of God in my family, in my home, in my community. Camp meeting. Hallelujah. I'll not let go, Lord, until you bless me. I'll not let go until you bless me. Hallelujah. I'll not let go. Brother Anderson, would you help me just a minute, brother? Would you help me just a minute? Praise God. Brother Anderson's a big man. Amen. I just feel like that angel I believe he wasn't just no ordinary man. I know he was from God, but I believe he was big, brother. Amen. But Jacob, amen. Jacob felt like he could take on that big angel. Amen. And he wrestled with him, and he wrestled with him. Hallelujah. He wrestled with him. Thank God all night long, brother. Amen. All night long, pastor. He wrestled. Hallelujah. He held on, and he held on. They probably went back and forth, and amen, maybe that angel put him under, and then maybe the Jacob started to get a little bit of the upper hand, but then the angel come back one more time. Amen. But Jacob knew, I can't get through this night. Amen. I can't walk away from this place. I can't depart from this place until I know, brother, that I'm prepared and made ready to meet what's coming my way. Somebody needs to know this morning, we're going to be made ready, but we got to wrestle. Sometimes we got to tussle. Sometimes we got to struggle through it. Sometimes we got to fight through it so that we can get our answer. Hallelujah. Oh, he wrestled and he wrestled and he wrestled. Hallelujah, brother, you could sit down there if you want to. Just stay up here just for a minute if you would. Hallelujah. How long's it been since you wrestled all night? Since you wrestled all night. Hallelujah. Since you held on all through night. Amen. Everybody else went home. Amen. But you held on because you knew, Lord, I can't get away from here until I know that I've reached you. Until I know, Brother Wilson, that you have touched me. That you've done something special. Something real. Amen. It blessed my heart last night to see this young little girl. Amen. Brother Teague up here praying, seeking the Holy Ghost, seeking the baptism, seeking the Spirit of God, seeking the things of God. Amen. If we could all have such a hunger and such a determination to say, Lord, I'll not let go till you bless me. He wrestled, and he wrestled. Sometimes we got to wrestle until we finally break through. Finally break through. Amen. Brother Chambers preached something last year, I believe it was. Amen. He said, so many times we'll pray and we'll pray until we pray through, but then we stop. We stop. You know, pastor, I took a hold of that. Amen. Because many times we'll pray till we get through, but then we stop. go back to our seat and everything's just as usual. Amen. But sometimes we got to go on a little further. We got to hold on a little more and say, Lord, I need something extra. I need something special. I need something real. I need something that's going to move the mountains in my life. Oh, brother, as they wrestled, finally the breaking of the day came. Finally the breaking of the day came. The breaking of the day. Hallelujah. Something's breaking. Something's breaking. Hallelujah. Something's breaking, Pastor. Hallelujah. Things are breaking. Glory to God. Things are breaking, Cito. Hallelujah. Don't let go now. Hallelujah. As a young person in this house, you said, oh, I've been trying to hold on, but there's some things pulling on me. Amen. I'm just trying to get a hold of the Lord and get something real, but it seems like it's a struggle. Amen. Is there a heart here this morning that just say, God, I know he's been dealing with me, and I know he's been talking to me, and I know he's been trying to stir me towards, oh, the blessing of the Lord, but something seems to always pull me back. Hold on a little longer, brother. Hold on a little longer, sister. You might say, I've not received my healing. I've not received my miracle. But hold on a little longer. Just a little while to stay here. Just a little while to pray. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Lord, I can't seem to. Oh, struggled with him. Finally, that angel told him. He said, let me go. Let me go, Jacob. The day's breaking. The day's breaking. He made up his mind. I will not let you go. I'll not let you go. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll not let you go. Hallelujah. Oh, imagine that. Oh, that was a comfort to him there that night, Pastor. Amen, Brother Teague, knowing that Esau was coming with 400 of his men. I'm not going to let you go. I need you to go before me. I need you to prepare the way before me. I need you to get me ready. God's made me a promise. God's made me a promise today, and I wanted to fulfill it in my lifetime. Oh, yes, he is. I need him to do it in me. I'll not let you go until you bless me. Until you bless me. Finally, the angel, he just had to get a hold of old Jacob. He smote him on the thigh. Gave him that right where he needed it, brother. Right where he needed it. The thigh is the pillar of man's strength. Ever had a hip out of joint? Any bone out of joint is painful. But a hip, a thigh out of joint, it took Jacob down, brother. Brother Anderson, you can sit down. Thank you, brother. Sometimes he has to remind me that he's still God, that he's still Lord, that he's still in control. That he still knows how to handle it. That he still knows how to take care of it. That he still knows how to bring it to pass. But he looks for someone that'll just say, Lord, I'll not let you go. Something about that smiting, it took him down, brother. It took him down. How many times things come my way that'll take me to that point, that breaking point. There's something about that breaking point. That point where I realize I can't go any further. I want to share something with you real quick, and I'm going to close, give it back to Pastor. But just a little while back, we were traveling. I told Pastor about this the other day, and I had something hit me physically. Sister Taylor, and I didn't know what it was. But, oh, I was in the worst pain I'd ever been in, Brother Turner. We were traveling, trying to minister, and it was a struggle. It was a fight every night because I was just wrestling with this old physical body. We got to a point because we were praying. My wife was praying for me. Other pastor had prayed for me, and it just seemed like nothing would change. I was just in terrible pain, and I didn't know what it was, brother. But I still believe
that we can hold on to a God that created us, that made us, that formed us, that knows how to heal us. So we held on, we held on, we prayed and we prayed. My wife would pray for me and hallelujah, we'd be all right a little through service. Then after service, it just hit me again, Brother Teague, to just take me down. And just seemed like all through the day, I was just in such terrible pain. Finally, one day came. And I just couldn't go any further, brother. I just said, Lord, would you help me? Would you help me? I got off to myself. Got to that place where it was just me and him. And I fell by my bedside, brother. And I just cried out to him, Lord, I can't go any further. I've got to have an answer. I've got to have an answer. He spoke this word to me. And I don't claim to hear the voice of God. But when I hear him, I know it's him. And he said, Joe, are you willing? Are you willing? That's all he said. That's all I heard him say. Are you willing? Are you willing? Are you willing? Could he be speaking maybe to somebody's heart this morning and asking me and you, are you willing? I want an answer. I want the outpouring of his spirit. I want his wonder-working power in my life. I want to see an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Am I willing? Am I willing, Lord? Somebody told me a long time ago, the Lord knows how to get his yes out of you. He knows how to get his yes out of me. And I said, yes, Lord, help me. If you'll just help me. That day forward, brother, that pain left me. That pain left me. I've not had it since. And I still don't know to this day what it was. But brother, he knows how to get to me when I need to be talked to. Am I willing? I'll not let you go until you bless me. When he held on, when he didn't let go, Pastor, that blessing came. What is thy name? Jacob. You'll no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. Now I'm ready. I'm ready. He knew, brother. Halting on his thigh. Went away halting a little bit, Brother Taylor. Hallelujah. But oh, he knew, I'm ready now. I'm ready. How many of you this morning want to know that you're ready? That you are ready? Oh, the message has come forth two nights now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Have you made things ready? If there's anything I believe he's directing us to, are you ready? Have you made up your mind and set your sights and said, I'll not let anything turn me the other direction because I've got to be ready. I've got to be ready. Hold it on that thigh. Lord, I want to be ready. I've seen God face to face. Then Brother Curtis, when he met his brother, when he met Esau, coming with 400 of his men. What meanest thou by all of this, my brother? He fell on his neck. He didn't punch him, brother. He didn't pull out his sword. But he fell on his neck and he kissed him. Close your eyes with me this morning if you would. Every eye closed, just every mind upon the Lord for a few minutes this morning. I'll not let you go, Lord. I'll not let you go until you bless me. I'll not let you go. Have you been wrestling? have you been struggling through? Sometimes in the weariness of our physical labors and things that we fight our way through the day, the struggles of this life, sometimes we get weary and we say, Lord, I can't hardly wrestle any longer. But the day is about to break, brother and sister. The cry is about to be made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. The sound's about to sound. That glorious trumpet we've been waiting for. Have you determined this morning? I'll not let you go, Lord. I will not let you go. I'll not let you go. Would you stand with me just for a few minutes this morning? Hallelujah.
Will be yes, Lord, yes.
Lord, I'll not let you go. I'll not let you go.
Yes,
if you come in this house this morning and you said, I know, I need an answer. I've been seeking something real, something life-changing. The challenge has been made to me and you, night. For two nights now, challenge has been made to us. Spirit of God has spoken to us. And now to make up my mind and say, yes, Lord. Am I willing? Oh, yes, Lord. I'm willing. I'm willing, Lord. I'm willing. Oh, I'm willing today. Could we find an altar this morning? Let's just talk to him a little while. Let's just find that place. And let's say, oh Lord, oh precious Lord, I don't want to let go till you bless me. I don't want to let go, Lord, until you give me what I need this morning. I don't want to let go, Lord. Hallelujah. I've been praying a long time. I've been searching. I've been seeking. Oh, but there's some things that stand in my way. Many times I wrestle. I struggle. I fight through the battle. And I can hardly get my answer. When your spirit speaks to me. Maybe you've got something you're facing. Hallelujah. Maybe you feel like you're facing Esau with 400 of his men. And you don't know how you're going to do it. You don't know how you're going to make it. Don't know how you're going to face it. Oh, bless the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, would you go before me today? I'll say yes. Are you willing? Are you willing, brother? Are you willing, sister? Yes, Lord, whatever it takes. Whatever I've got to do, Lord. I'll say yes. Oh, my Lord, yes. I will trust you. And obey. I'll trust you, Lord. In your spirit speaks to me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. There's some things I struggle with. There's some things I'm wrestling with. But, oh, Lord, would you help me? Help me to break through this morning. Help us to break through in this camp meeting. Hallelujah. Help us to not be just challenged, Lord, but help us to be changed today. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God today. Oh, he can do it this morning. Oh, yes, he can. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, I'll say yes. Oh, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that you can get your answer this morning. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, we can, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And my whole heart I will sing.
And my answer will be yes.